This is American Roots, listening to the songs of Jesse Winchester.
Listen to you move your mouth, I bet you come from way down south. Now don't tell me, let me guess, you're from the town that I love best. Talk Memphis, I wish you would. Talk Memphis, you sound so good. Talk Memphis, high on the bus. I swear I can't get enough listening to you talk that stuff. Talk Memphis, oh please, talk Memphis.
The late Jesse Winchester grew up around Memphis, where he was surrounded by gospel and country music, as well as early rhythm and blues and rock and roll radio, sounds that would define his own musical and songwriting style throughout his life. In the early 60s, he moved to Massachusetts for college and then fled to Quebec to avoid being drafted for Vietnam. He was pardoned by the Carter administration in 1977, repatriated in 2002. I spoke with Jesse in his last hometown, Charlottesville, Virginia, back in 2011.
I was musical from infancy, really. I would sing to people and bang on stuff from a very early age, and I just kept it up. I was in the high school band, which was a very profound experience for me, thanks to the Vince Lombardi-like band leader, and played the organ in church. Me and my friends would form little bands and play for different functions, you know.
Well, it's an interesting thing to me that in your life there seems to be this back and forth between your Southern sensibilities and growing up and then in migration for various things. You went off to college in Massachusetts. That had to have been kind of culture shock if you were growing up around North Mississippi and Memphis, I would think.
Nick, you put the nail on the head, buddy. It was a shock to me. It was the first time I'd come across people who put sugar in their cornbread. And I was so disappointed in them.
Yakulated so good to me. Yakulated just a memory. Yakulated so good to me. Your memory, that's enough for me.
After college, you ended up making a further migration north. You ended up going to Montreal. Can you talk a little about what was going on at the time and the choices you made to leave the United States?
Yeah, the Vietnam War was going on at the time, and I did not believe. And I was young enough and impulsive enough that I didn't want to even discuss it with anyone. I just left.
Tell me about your life in the beginning there in Montreal. What do you do to make a living, and how do you live?
When I first arrived, I was told that to become a landed immigrant, I had to have a valid job, a job offer, a certain amount of cash. I believe those were the two main requirements at that point. So I looked around for what they would consider a valid job because I knew playing the guitar in a bar band was not going to cut it. So I found a sympathetic college teacher at one of the schools there in Montreal, and he wrote a letter saying that he could offer me a job. I forget what it was, but frankly, it was a complete fiction. And I used that, and some other person who was helping me gave me $500 in cash to carry across the border.
Let's go out on the town tonight. My pockets are heavy with loot. And get drunk and nasty and loud and aggressive. I've been living from hand to mouth for what must be three or four.
So anyway, I got back to Montreal and promptly found a job playing rhythm guitar for a band called Les Astronauts, the Astronauts. And And they worked way out in the province, you know, hundreds of miles away from Montreal. I don't know if you realize how huge Quebec is. Mm-hmm. It's a mammoth province. So anyway, I was way out with miners and geologists and people like that who, and very few women, and they were all just knee-walking drunk, as we used to say, at the end of the evening.
Didn't he know what he was doing, putting eyes into my head? If he didn't want me watching women, he'd have left my eyeballs dead. Isn't that so? Isn't that so? You have to go where your heart says go. Isn't that so? Line of least resistance, lead me on, lead me on. Line of least resistance, lead me on.
When I listen back to some of your early recordings, a song like Isn't That So from Third Down and 110 to Go, which I guess is the measurement, that's the album, but that's the measurement of Canadian football. As I understand it, yeah, which is a great title. But Isn't That So almost feels like an Old Testament kind of commentary. You're talking about women and eyesight, and you're not being a preacher, but you're playing in that arena, let's just say.
Yes, definitely. There's always been a thread of gospel, although there's always an element of doubt, it seems, and I'm not proud of that. I, you know, that's just the way it is. So it's gospel, but, you know, with your fingers crossed behind your back, I don't know.
Well, you've done some of your own storytelling around the world's sacred and secular. You've got a song from the early days called God's Own Jukebox. The idea that the jukebox is a sacred object. Well, so somebody in my profession of radio and records, I like that thought. Do you still like jukeboxes?
I love jukebox. Who doesn't? The huge booming bass that came out of it, the beauty, I mean, just the physical beauty to look at. You know, I'm talking about the ones mostly from the 50s. By the time we got to the 60s, they lost their curves. Mm. It's like rock and roll music became rock music. It became angular and hard.
You get to call a tune. You tell us what to play. We'll play it soft and sweet, or really real and raw.
Interesting choices. You musically, you got the Fairfield Four, the great gospel group, to back you up on some of
yes.
your recordings.
That's right. We were talking earlier about the flaws in my gospel writing. And
you called them flaws. I don't think I did.
Well, okay, let's leave that open for debate. But on the other side of that debate came the Fairfield Four, who were, I think, offended by the sentiment in the song that they sang on, which was Wander My Way Home. Mm-hmm. And the lyric says that if you're completely lost in life and confused, you have no idea which way to go, just keep moving. Just keep moving. And maybe if you keep moving, you'll wander home.
They wanted a more firm Christian solution to that question.
Absolutely, they did, and I understand their point perfectly. But it's another example of where my theology goes off into the weeds.
I asked a woman for directions, hoping maybe she would know. She said, go straight, you can't miss it. But you got a ways to go. If you get lost, mister, just keep moving. No matter what, you carry on. You may stumble into heaven. You may wander your way home.
you've gone back and forth. I mean, growing up, North Mississippi, Memphis, college in Massachusetts, time in Canada, back down somewhat into the South. I mean, do you consider yourself a Southerner, a Northerner? Is there a way to think about who you've become as a songwriter and a person?
I just don't know. I remember a quotation from Peter Ustinov, who was one of my favorite actors, who said, "There's no national anthem that sets my toe a-tapping." And I know what he meant. Mm-hmm. It's a very dicey issue for me, nationalism. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where I stand on it. Mm-hmm. Who am I? I don't know. I like certain things about living in the South and certain things about living in the North, and just vive la différence.
Touché. Jesse, it's been great visiting with you here on American Roots, and I appreciate your journey, and we'll keep listening.
Thank you, Nick. It was a pleasure, bud.
Jesse Winchester, the man of songs, passed away in April of 2014 at his home in Charlottesville, Virginia. His record, A Reasonable Amount of Trouble, which was completed shortly before his death, included this song, All That We Have Is Now, on American Roots.
Well, it was springtime when we married. Here comes January, bring on the ice and storm, 'cause we got love to keep us warm. But don't keep winter waiting. Oh no, let's go skating. All that we have is now, so let's just play together in whatever weather. Sunshine in the park, we'll tell ghost stories when it's dark and laugh. Have the feeling, cry a perfect tear, 'cause all that we have is now. Oh my, look at the time fly. Sorry, I really have to run. Oh, I just love being with you. Really, the whole we must do this again sometime, but I can't tell you when. But what a joy it's been. But all that we have is now. Well, I wanted more somehow, but all that we have is now. If all that we have is now. Waiting on the far side bank of Jordan,
I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and go running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. Through this world we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. I'll just sit here on the shore and turn my head away until you come, then we'll see paradise. And I'll be waiting on the far side bank of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and go running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. And I'll be waiting on the far side bank of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and go running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
Jesse Winchester talking about eternity, Old Testament style, on Far Side Bank of Jordan from his 2009 recording, Love Filling Station. Coming up, Jesse's favorite song and Jerry Garcia's way with Winchester's words when American Roots returns.